Isur from the Torah for Kohanim, from the family of Aaron a Kohen, to become contaminated to a corpse, to a met. This is an explicit Isur from the Torah, as written in Perech Chaf Aleph of Vayikra. Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon ve'amarta alehem le'nefesh lo yitama be'amam. That the Kohanim are warned not to contaminate themselves. This is brought down as well in Shulchan Aruch Yerudea, Siman Shasat. The question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? In today's time, everybody's Teme'e Met anyway. We do not have the Para Aduma. So does the law against the Kohanim contaminating themselves still apply? And Halakha says, absolutely yes, it does apply. That's Maran writes in Yerudea, Siman Shin Ayin Gimal Se'if Beth. So the question is, that we ask today, is let's say in a situation that a Kohen is allowed to be Mitameh. For example, there is close relatives. So, Chas v'Shalom, there's a funeral of, let's say, his wife or a child, where the Torah says there's a dispensation to become Tameh, even though he's a Kohen. So he goes into the funeral parlor, even though he's under the same roof as a Met, there's no problem. The question is, after he finishes the Shiva, after he finishes mourning period, is there anything a Kohen should do now that he became Tameh, even though he was legally, had the right to become Tameh? So the Rebbe Ben Ishchai, in his Sefer Torah Lishma, in Siman Lamed He, clearly writes that it's proper that the Kohen should go to the mikveh after he finishes the process. Or for that matter, let's say by mistake, the Kohen became Tameh unwittingly to somebody who's not allowed to become Tameh. Ben Ishchai advises that the Kohen should indeed go to the mikveh. That's only if he did it legally or by mistake. But if he did it on purpose, it means the Kohen doesn't care about Tumah. He goes to cemeteries, he goes to places where he should not be. The Halakha says that it's proper to penalize him, to take away his rights from going up to the Sefer Torah as a Kohen, and for taking away his ability to go stand in front of the Dukhan to make Birkat Kohanim until he makes the Shuvah. That's written in the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolot in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. Last but not least, the only Tum'ah that Kohanim are obligated in is the Tum'ah of Met. However, they do not have to be concerned about, let's say, Tum'at Sheretz, or they do not have to be concerned about Tum'at Nevelot. Again, there's only one Tum'ah that has to concern them. That's the way the Rav Hida brings down as well, or the not the Hida, that's brought down by the Rashi in Masechet Bechorot, that clearly writes, Bishar Tum'ah they're not mushar according to the halakha when it comes to these other tumot.